This is America Weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold. So, Valerie, where you and I live in New York City, most people live in apartment buildings of sorts. And if you own your apartment, you're either in a co-op or a condo. And I think a co-op is sort of not so much a uniquely New York thing, but I think it was born here.
I think it's prevalent here. It may mm-hmm. be, there may be co-ops in other cities, and they may do it completely differently, but just a quick primer on co-ops, because I own a couple. One is for sale, by mm-hmm. the way, if anybody's interested. Leslie's like, maybe.
Tell me about it.
You're a shareholder in a corporation when you are in a co-op building, which mm-hmm. is very different from owning your own home or owning your own condominium, which you have. You purchase shares in a building.
Right.
And it becomes almost like a commune type of an idea.
Right. And as such, before you're allowed to purchase in that building and come in and live, often you're required to go through an interview, a condo board.
You have to go through the board approval, yes.
Right. And you may not know that Valerie is also on the board of her building as well.
I am.
So she's one of these evil board people. Now, sometimes these interviews are pro forma and friendly, and sometimes they can get really intrusive, and they can have very strict requirements as well.
You have to get to that phase first.
Yeah.
They don't automatically go to interview. You have to be approved to go through the financials and all the recommendations and explain why you want to live in the building.
Okay.
And then they will approve you for the interview.
Okay. I went through a co-op interview once, and I was the idea of it made me bristle. Mm-hmm. I know I had to do it, but just the idea that my neighbors could be in a position to approve me or not made me very irritable.
Agreed. I agree with you.
Okay. So with that as the background, this made big news here in New York. There's a building on the Upper West Side of New York where the board is demanding doggy DNA tests, so they can determine the exact breed of your dog or mix of breeds of your dog, because there's certain dogs that they don't allow in this building. As a matter of fact, there's 27 breeds.
I didn't know there were 27 breeds of dogs.
There's 27 breeds that they don't allow because they're afraid of aggressiveness. Now, a lot of buildings will not allow you to have a pit bull,
right,
or even a pit bull mix. However, this list is ridiculous. This particular building won't allow you to have a Maltese,
which is
the size of a purse.
It looks like a Q-tip.
A Pomeranian?
Tiny little dogs.
Yeah.
Maybe because they yip?
I don't know. These are the lists that's forbidden. A St. Bernard, which is a wonderful, sweet, good-natured dog.
Beautiful.
A German Shepherd. And if you can't, you can either bring in this building a note from your vet that says, yes, your dog truly is a collie. Mm-hmm. It's not mixed in with some secret pit bull DNA. Or if you can't bring an affidavit from your vet, you have to have your dog undergo DNA tests. And people are in an uproar. This is really a power-hungry co-op board.
What I am always astounded about is why would anybody live in this building? Wouldn't you say, I'm not going to go to that building? There are plenty of other buildings. I don't need to be in that building.
Well, I think that's exactly what will happen. It'll deter people from buying in the building because this is so offensive.
Ridiculous.
And property values in that building will drop.
Sure.
Right.
So they're going to shoot themselves in the foot in trying to do something that seems absurd.
Yeah. Plus, you can't really, being a dog owner, you can't really determine temperament strictly by breed. Temperament has to do a lot with how the dog was raised, whether it was socialized early, whether it came from a puppy mill or not. I've seen aggressive dogs of all breeds. This is a silly, stupid policy. It's a terrible policy.
It's a terrible policy, and I'm an animal lover and an animal advocate myself, as you know, Leslie.
Yes.
And I think this is one of those horrific, human, intrusive opportunities.
Once, for the co-op board interview that I had to go to, I had to bring my dog with me. We both had to be
Gomez?
Interviewed.
Was
yeah.
it Gomez?
No, it wasn't Gomez. It was Guido, a Dalmatian at the time. And the whole thing really irritated me, you know, because I love my dog. And not only are you passing judgment on me, now you're passing judgment on my dog, who I think is perfect.
Of course.
Yeah, and smells like unicorns and rainbows.
Yeah, it's a stupid thing, and hopefully it will go away.
Terrible.
This is America Weekend. Thanks for joining us, Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Hi, who's this?
I'm Janet.
Favorite bike?
Little Hondas are good. Yeah, I especially recommend them for women that haven't really ridden bikes.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
I'm Janet. Back when I was a little kid, my brother rode motocross and we had an enduro track down by my house. So he kind of taught me how to ride bikes. I rode a Honda Shadow for years, and you can't beat it. It's just, I can't kill the thing. It keeps on going and going and going. In fact, my little Honda's been starting some of the Harleys that were dead. So I know the bikers don't want to hear that, but little Hondas are good. Yeah.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you prepare for an important conversation? Talk to yourself first.
It may sound odd, but it's a great way to get ready for discussions ranging from a job interview or a pay raise to making persuasive presentations.
The mistake many people make is they talk in their head. You'll get better results if you talk out loud while looking at yourself in the mirror.
You'll probably feel uncomfortable at first, but you'll get past it quickly if you just keep doing it. But by talking out loud, you get to hear how it sounds, so you can tweak it to make sure you strike the right chord.
By watching yourself in the mirror, you can make sure your facial expressions reinforce the words you're saying. So talk to yourself for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.